Committee is here this afternoon. Thank you. With committee administrator.
Madam Chair.
I'm sorry. That's Amy, but you're not Amy.
No, this is our new lead fiscal analyst, Brent Gustafson, and I brought him with. And we didn't have anyone from MMB in this area up in our finance committee right now because we're doing the judiciary bill.
Well, welcome to the tax committee to both of you. We have an amendment before us, Senator Roebling. You've seen it. What it does is it draws from our cash flow account and our reserve fund to assist in balancing the budget to meet the targets. It's the 0024. Do you have that in front of you, or do you need a copy of that amendment, Senator Roebling?
I have it, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Do you want to comment on the 0024 amendment, Senator?
Well, Madam Chair, as you know, we have a very large deficit, and so we are gathering the rainy day funds and the funds that we can find that are available to help balance that this session. And so we are taking the budget reserve, which is a very small amount. It's only $8.6 million. And we also would like to use $216 million of the cash flow account, which leaves about $50 million there.
Thank you, Senator Roebling. Questions? Senator Marty.
Madam Chair, Senator Roebling, there were discussions a few minutes ago about how low the reserve has been on, I suppose the cash flow account has been on July 1st in other years. What has it been other years?
Well, in 2002, 2003, and 2004, I believe it was down to zero.
In July.
In
Senator
July.
I'm not sure about the date, Senator
Marty.
About
the date.
Madam Chair, that matters, though, because we have our taxes come in certain dates and our revenues go out certain dates. And because it balances on July 1st doesn't mean it balances October 1st.
Right.
And if we don't have that, it's kind of like the state's going to do what California did. And I'm wondering what July 1st is and how that balances out with the low points in the year.
Senator Roebling.
Well, Senator Marty, we do have a few other options at this point. We do have the option to borrow reserves from the school districts, and we also have the option to borrow from the Healthcare Access Fund. And the Healthcare Access Fund, we have left at least $50 million in there that would be available. So there are some other areas where we could go to borrow before we'd actually have to use our line of credit and borrow for cash flow purposes.
Senator Marty.
Is Mr. Hansen the former commissioner around? I saw him earlier today.
I don't see him.
Because we can call anybody up we'd like, huh?
Madam Chair, I want somebody because I do think this is a critical issue. And we were told last year if we didn't do certain things, we might be at the point where the state is issuing IOUs and saying we're going to borrow more from the school districts and there might be $50 million here or something. I mean, I don't have a good sense of how much you need in a cash flow account to do it, but you have to have enough July 1st to hit the low points in the year. If you start there, it sounds to me like you got a very good chance of not making it, but I'm not the one who knows when the peaks and valleys are, and I figure somebody from MMB ought to know that.
Senator Michelle.
Madam Chair, I don't know if this is fair for Senator Roebling either. Actually, maybe Senator Marty knows this. What does the governor's budget suggests for a cash flow?
Senator Michelle, I don't know. And that's why I'm asking the questions, because, I mean, if we're going to take $216 million out of it, it sounds like it would be helpful to know.
Senator Roebling?
I seem to recall it was $90 million. But I don't know.
Senator Roebling, I have a note in front of me that says the governor recommended reducing the cash flow account by $136 million, leaving $130 million in the account, and reducing the budget reserve to zero.
As a number.
Mr. Mossman, can you help us with those numbers?
And Madam Chair.
Ms. Von Mosch has just handed me some numbers, but maybe you have them, Mr. Mossman, and maybe you'd like to present them to the committee.
Madam Chair and members, I do have the numbers Ms. Van Mosch has. The governor's budget, there's $95 million in the cash flow account. in the governor's budget, and the $8.6 million in the budget reserve remains in the budget reserve.
Thank you, Mr. Mossman. Other questions? Senator Bach.
Well, Madam Chair, the way I think our current situation is, we have already borrowed to the max allowed under law from schools, which we can only borrow down to a certain percentage of their reserves, and I think we owe schools about $152 million right now, and that's the maximum we could sweep out of them. The way and that was done last September. I think all the inner fund borrowing that can be done has been done. That's why we swept money from the schools. I don't think there's any other inner fund thing that can be done. There's no additional money from schools because we've already swept it all. I take the work we do here very seriously, and I don't want this state to be sending out IOUs because we don't have money to pay our bills. And maybe MMB is the only one that can answer that. I know different times of the month, and different months are better for cash flow purposes than others.
Madam Chair.
Senator Roebling.
There are resources that will be available in May to repay the school districts, is my understanding. That is after one of our peaks in April. And so we're expecting them to be fully repaid. So if the need arises, there's always the possibility we could turn to them again. It's certainly not a preferred method of doing it, but that's what happened this year. And we know that those options could be available again next year.
Well, Madam.
Senator Bach.
Madam Chair, Senator, the path we're on relative to school funding, it won't be long before schools don't have any reserves for us to sweep from them. And I'm pretty sure the way I remembered it, once we paid the schools back, we couldn't actually borrow from them again until September. So, and MMB could probably help us with that. But I think to Senator Marty's point, what are we going to have in a cash flow account in July and August? You know, until if it is September when we can again borrow from them, if they have any money for us to borrow. But I do not want to get into a situation of short-term borrowing to pay bills. They did that in the 80s during the QE years, and our bond rating tanked, and it took years to get our bond rating back because we short-term borrowed in that recession in the early 80s.
Senator Roebling.
Senator Bach, well, we were in that position this year. It almost came to that, and fortunately we just avoided it. But that is the same scenario we have been in. I would prefer that we not be in it, but that's where we are right now. And certainly, you know, we're trying to leave a little money on the bottom line. We know that the school districts might have some. We know the health access account might have some money before we would have to go out. There was a line of credit already established in case we had to use it. We were almost ready to go to the banker and get it, and we're able to avoid that. But we're hoping that that would be the case again.
Well, Madam Chair.
Senator Bach.
Senator Roebling, we can fix that.
Yeah.
This committee can fix that. I mean, don't we have some obligation to get the state's fiscal house in order? I guess maybe we have a disagreement about that, I guess.
Senator Pug Miller.
Madam Chair, Senator Roebling, I know on the target sheet that was put out by the leadership that there was $266 million, I believe the number was, in the reserve at the time, or in the cash flow account at the time. So you've, in essence, spent $216 million, I think, because you're down to 50. Is that what you said?
I believe so, the amendment, so Senator Fogelmiller, would bring the
down to 50.
Down to $50
million. So that means if you take 50 from the 266, you're in your budget somewhere, you're spending an additional $216 million. Are you aware, or could you tell us where you're spending that additional money right now? Because it seems to me that's increased spending.
Senator Roebling?
On that particular spreadsheet, Madam Chair, and Senator Pogamiller, we had labeled it, I believe, other.
And I'm asking what the other is.
And you're asking what the other
is. Yeah, I recall it said reserve or other.
Some of that is was dedicated to tax reductions. So that's where about $200 million is going from this committee.
That's correct, Senator Roebling. So, there's about $200 million in tax relief in our bill. That balances out to our $780 million. And the $200 would be that statewide business property tax, the individual property tax refund program, and a few of the others like the military subtraction, the estate tax, and there were a few others.
So it's internal to this bill, that 216?
Senator Pogemiller, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions from members? I would renew my motion to adopt Senator Murdy.
Madam Chair, on this, we just squeaked by without having to borrow short term this past year. California was ridiculed for sending out IOUs. I mean, I know some people are thrill seekers. They go down a roller coaster toboggan or anything, and they come out alive, and so they think maybe we can cut it a little closer. And it's great for thrill seekers, but this is the state budget. We don't even know what the numbers are that they need to do it, and we're saying, well, we can take all but 50 out of it. I just think that's irresponsible. I don't care if you want to cut it close, but when we don't even know how close we can cut it and just say, heck, let's pick $50 million is enough. I don't think any of us here have a sense of what we're doing. And I just think we shouldn't be doing this.
Madam Chair, it's about more than making the math work. I realize this amendment makes Senator Roebling's math work in her committee, but we have a state government that has to obligations to pay bills when they come due. And it's about more than math. And this is not just a computation. And I don't think it would be responsible for this committee to send this bill out of here. And I'm not trying to stay here. I'd like to go home. I have a drive ahead of me. But I don't believe we should send this out of here until we hear from MMB as to whether we're going to be able to pay our bills if this passes into law with no reserve and $50 million in the cash flow account.
Senator Sundrum.
Madam Chair, I think we all have concerns, but I also know that we need to come together and give Senator Roebling some options here. And to me, this may or may not be used, but it's another tool or option that she might have available. I hope she doesn't have to use it, but I think we ought to, at least as she begins to assemble this gigantic budget that she's going to have to assemble, I think she has to have these kind of options. So I'm hopeful that we can vote this out and give her a chance to massage that budget and use it or not. I hope not, but if she has to, at least she has it.
Senator Pogemiller?
I might have misheard. I don't think, Senator Roebling, you're not talking about doing the borrowing from schools in your current bills that you have in front of finance. You were saying that's an option that the executive might have. Am I wrong?
Senator Roebling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator Pogemiller, that's right. That is an option that is available in current law.
Right, and so I think, Senator Sundrum, I think you might have misspoke there, because I don't think the Finance Committee is talking about putting those things into their bills. So these aren't additional tools. What the issue is there enough left here so that those circumstances won't have to be used by the executive? That's the issue. She's not providing additional tools. Yeah. I mean, this is not providing additional tools. This is drawing down the checkbook to a level that is a little risky.
Senator Roebling.
Sometimes we don't have as much control over when our revenues come in, but sometimes we have some control over when our expenditures have to occur. And administration might have some flexibility there as well to make things work. I suspect that that's what they've been doing the last year or so as well, and one of the reasons maybe we never did have to go and get some short-term loans in order to meet cash flow. So, it's not an easy task, certainly. I don't think we're going to get in the position where we can't pay our bills. This all works out over a two-year cycle, but certainly we do have several other options available so that we can meet our obligations.
Well, Madam Chair, I think we were in a situation that we couldn't pay our bills last fall because we delayed over $150 million of tax refunds that were due to Minnesota businesses. Now, we just cleaned that up in the federal conformity bill, but we were at a point where we had borrowed from the max from our schools last fall. All the interfund borrowing had been done, and Governor Plenty, rather than going short-term borrow, which I agree he should not do, even though he had a line of credit established, delayed tax refunds to Minnesota businesses by the tune of over $150 million. So we didn't pay our bills last fall. Those tax refunds were due, and we delayed them. So I just think it's irresponsible to put our state government in that position and then, you know, hit the gavel and go home and pretend like we've got a balanced budget when we leave the administration then to try to figure out how the state's going to cash flow.
Senator Bach, I would say that last year was extraordinary, and some extraordinary measures were adopted by the governor as well as the legislature to manage the funds and the cash flow, including that refund program or the delays. I'd say we're still facing extraordinary circumstances, and our highest requirement is that we balance our budget. It'd be nice if Plan A were available to be able to keep this much funding or $350 million in the cash flow account, but that's not an option right now. But we do have Plan B and Plan C, and businesses and families and other states across the country are all resorting to Plan B and C if they have to. I can see where this isn't ideal, but it does get the job done. It does help us to adopt a balanced budget, which is our highest requirement, with some safety net. And so, Senator Roebling, I appreciate that. Senator Roebling?
Madam Chair, as money comes in over the projected amount, that money will go into the cash reserve account first. And I know in February, $6 million came in over the projected amount, and that's the new projections. And so we actually are picking up money already, and I just heard a report today that we were 3.5%, our national growth was 3.5% in the last quarter of 2010, which was quite a bit above economists' projections, and it was very encouraging news. And so I'm encouraged. I mean, I'm trying to be optimistic here and think, well, we're right on the line, maybe, but it can get better, and we're seeing it get better as each month goes by. Hopefully it'll improve, and that money will go right into that cash flow account.
But, Madam Chair,
Senator Bach,
every state economist that has been in this room, and we've had some over the years that I've been on this committee, has said that an adequate budget reserve for a state is between 3 and 5% of your spending. That's $1 billion to $1.7 billion. That's what economists say we should be carrying. That is an adequate budget reserve. We have zero, and we don't even have, likely, an adequate cash flow account to pay our bills month to month. I would never run my house like this.
Madam Chair.
Senator Roebling.
Senator Bach, this budget is from your house. $8.8 million worth of budget reserve. I didn't create that.
Well, Madam Chair, Senator Roebling, we know who did.
Again, Senator Roebling, less than ideal circumstances, and I think you've done a very good job of working towards our biggest goal. Senator Marty, and then Senator Pogemiller, and then Senator Michelle. And Senator Senjum's hand up is two. So everyone's going to weigh in here. Senator Marty.
Madam Chair, we are in a difficult situation, but that doesn't mean you have to walk right on the edge and hope you don't fall off the cliff. You can put, whether you do it, and I care how you do it, and you care how you do it too, but whether you do it with an income tax or you chose to raise property taxes more, or you choose to cut spending somehow, there are ways you can do it. I'm just saying that this is irresponsible to do, and if we're going to go ahead with this, I ask for a roll call and that be recorded in the journal. I think it's that irresponsible.
Senator Michelle, Senator Pogemiller.
Senator Roebling, is one of the other tools that would be available on allotment, and is that something you would anticipate as a tool that would be used by the executive?
Senator Roebling. Madam Chair and Senator Pogemiller, it certainly is an option that is available. I don't know if this governor would choose to use it or not, but I think before he would let bills go unpaid that he probably would look at that closely.
Well, Madam Chair, I would suggest there's another option to an allotment. If the state doesn't have money to pay its bills, I would suggest to the governor that he call the legislature back into special session to do your job and get the state's budget in balance. That's the option I'm going to suggest to him if the state can't pay its bills.
Senator Roebling, can you confirm the governor leaves $95 million in the cash flow account and the budget reserve goes down to 100 and I'm trying to read through all these numbers, $95 million in the cash flow as opposed to your 50, is that correct?
That's my understanding, and I think that's what Mr. Mossman said, Madam Chair.
In the reserve,
you're
Madam
not
Chair,
that different,
the reserve
Senator,
is how much?
Senator Bach.
Zero.
In the governor's budget, the reserve is what, Madam Chair?
Senator Roebling, do you know?
Madam Chair, we think he might have left $8 million in the reserve.
There was, Senator Bach, $8.6 million. And so we're talking about a very small difference between the governor's proposal and what Senator Roebling has proposed and would be contained in this amendment. Pretty small difference, honestly.
Twice as much.
Eight?
Ms. Von Mosch just confirmed that the governor leaves the 8.6 in the reserve, and the drawdown on the cash flow would take the governor's proposal down to $95
million. Madam Chair?
Senator Pogmiller.
The governor has twice as much in the cash flow, and that's not enough either. The governor's number is too low.
Senator Pogmiller, that was my point. Whatever comments you might have for Senator Roebling might as fairly be addressed to the governor.
Madam Chair.
Senator Pogmiller.
I'm saying publicly the governor's number is too low. And I think the state Senate should be fiscally responsible.
Senator Bach.
Well, Madam Chair, why don't we amend the amendment to have it reflect exactly where the governor is, and then you'll have your argument that you're the same place the governor is. And then we'll send it to finance, and they can figure out how to make additional cuts to balance the budget or add some fees or whatever they want to do over there.
Senator Roebling.
Madam Chair, I guess I'd prefer that not happen right now.
Thank you. Other questions or comments? Otherwise, a roll call has been requested, and if there are three hands, then it will be recorded in the journal. Being three hands, the vote will be recorded in the journal. Any further questions or comments on what we're voting on? It's the 0024. The clerk will take the roll.
Madam Chair.
I'm sorry, was that Senator Senjum? Senator Senjum.
Madam Chair, obviously, I think we all know how the vote's going to go on this one, but, we're living, these are tough choices. These are tough times. It's kind of a trite statement, but, I go back to the toolbox. This is probably not the sharpest saw in the toolbox, but it's a saw, and I tell you what, Senator Pogemiller knows as well, and Senator Bach as well. Come about May 10th, we're going to be looking for anything—a sharp saw or a dull saw—and it's going to be happening probably over in the governor's office to some great extent. But this is one more, I think, just option that we ought to be giving our finance chair to work with. As she puts her budget together. We can like it or not later, but let's give her a chance to work, and I'd certainly recommend support for this amendment.
Senator Senjum.
Madam Chair, to Senator Senjum's point, this doesn't have to be this difficult. It's only being made hard because people are trying to balance the budget with one hand tied behind their back. Get all the cards out on the table, and we can figure this out. We can figure out the state's budget situation and not jeopardize our cash flow. We just need to be able to put all the options on the table. And I can't believe that we're going to run the risk of the state being not being, after all, everything's all done, not be able to pay its bills because we refuse to put all the options on the table. I mean, the transportation bill just left here with $23 million in fees. Now, obviously, they couldn't balance a budget within the current confines of the revenue available to them, so they added $23 million of fees per year, $46 million into their bill. So somewhere, Senator Roebling, I think when you get down there to putting the final deal together, if you have to raise some fees, I guess if we can't raise taxes, maybe we can raise fees. But somehow don't jeopardize the financial situation of the state by leaving us with no cash flow account and only $50 million in it, or $50 million in the cash flow account and no budget reserve.
Thank you. Other questions or comments? The clerk will take the roll.
Chair Ortman?
Yes.
Senator Bach?
No.
Senator Chamberlain?
Yes.
Senator Hoffman?
Yes.
Senator Howe? Senator Limmer? Senator Marty?
No.
Senator Michelle?
Yes.
Senator Pogemiller?
No.
Senator Rest?
No.
Senator Rosen?
Yes.
Senator Senjum?
Yes.
Senator Skoy?
There being six yeses and five noes, the 24 amendment is adopted.
Madam Chair.
Senator Michelle.
Madam Chair, then I would move the underlying bill as amended.
And to the Senate floor, Senator Michelle.
So moving the omnibus tax bill to the Senate floor.
Roll call.
Senator Michelle moves that Senate File 27 as amended be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Senate floor. Senator Pogemiller has requested a roll call vote. Questions, comments from members? Roll call has been requested. Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Chair Ortman?
Yes.
Senator Bach?
No.
Senator Chamberlain?
Yes.
Senator Hoffman?
Yes.
Senator Howe? Senator Limmer? Senator Marty?
No.
Senator Michelle?
Yes.
Senator Pogemiller?
Nope.
Senator Rest?
No.
Senator Rosen?
Yes.
Senator Senjum?
Yes.
Senator Skoy?
No.
There being six yeses and five noes, Senate File 27 has been adopted by the committee. Members, I wish to thank you all for your contributions, many of them in terms of advice, bills, guidance. You've been much appreciated. And to all those that testified, thank you in support of the bill. This hearing is adjourned.